I'm sorry to rattle on about that, but
No.
it really is a situation that there's no company in the world that does what we do.
Ty, first of all, love the enthusiasm. I did have some questions that I have that I think that the viewers would have as well as one, you mentioned free electricity. What does
Yes.
that mean?
Well, it means basically you get the thermoelectric device just collects the energy difference between the cold side and the hot side and turns into electricity, such as the original intent was to replace radiators and alternators in vehicles. And it's very simple. There's out there how we attach it to the side and basically how this works, Steve, and why you understand why we will change the world of energy. It's very simple. As long as there's a difference in heat between one side and the other, hot and cold, whatever, then this helps create free energy. So you can imagine what it goes into. The original reason he called me is that he believed they can replace the alternator and radiator in an automobile. And it was going to be a healthy one. I'd have looked like an idiot. Say, oh, by the way, leak it out. Hey, don't say anything, Steve. So we don't do it. And that was like 99% done. So when we tell you we have stuff going on behind the scenes, all your shareholders have to think about is, if they can use the difference in temperature between heat and cold to have free electricity for everything, AI, you name it, automobiles, drones, solar at nighttime. Could you imagine doing solar at nighttime? This is what's happening. So now we're into, obviously, what I can say is, does anyone from the government would be interested in talking to us if we can help with their energy in situations, whether it's military, whether it's data center? The answer is obviously yes. We haven't got anything done yet, finalized. And we'll just keep working on it. And as I may or may not have mentioned to your shareholders, or to your viewers, I should say, I am the largest shareholder. I don't sell.
Good day. Welcome back. Today, we've got a guest from First Tellurium, Tyrone Docherty, President and CEO. How are you, Ty?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. Really looking forward to the interview, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you, Ty. This company came to my desk and I found it intriguing. I'd love to know more about it. And our listeners have the question of what is Tellurium, first of all. But before we get there, if you can just tell us about yourself, Ty, and then we'll jump into your company.
Yeah, well, I'm President CEO, as you mentioned, and unlike some other of my colleagues in the industry, I only run one company at a time. I guess the guys that run two or three are much smarter than myself. So that's been my philosophy. I'm the largest shareholder. I don't sell. And just to give a point of reference to your viewers, my previous company, I took over a company in 1997 called Quinto Mining. It had a $4 million Canadian market cap. I was fortunate enough to sell it 11 years later for 175 million Canadian. But instead of taking cash, we took shares of the company acquiring us called Consolidated Thompson Iron Mines. And we took shares of them. We owned about 20, 21% of them. And they sold 2.5 years later for $4.9 billion. So if you do your rough math, you're looking at approximately $1 billion worth of value for those that held on to their shares. So at that point, I was semi-retired, 48 years old, not sure what I was going to do. I'm not a geologist. I'm not an engineer. I'm just an entrepreneur and a businessman. And when I see opportunities that seem to fall in my lap, I go for them. And then I had an opportunity to get involved with a project that is now called First Tellurium, really Deerhorn, and it's a fabulous mining property. And just to put things in perspective, we call ourselves First Tellurium because we are the only company that I know of worldwide looking for tellurium, which has its advantages because when people have quote unquote tellurium, they Google and look and say, who's got it? And they contact ourselves. But it's far and away, if you looked at the value of the tellurium in our property in British Columbia, it might be 5% of the value, probably less now because of the copper going up and gold and silver. So to put in perspective, our Deerhorn property is a high-grade gold, silver, tellurium property that was subject of a preliminary economic assessment done in 2018. And the author said, the engineer said that we had a 1.6-year payback, a 42% IRR after tax. And that was at $1,300 gold and $17 silver. So let me emphasize, that's $1,300 gold and $17 silver. So if the IRR was 42% then, what is it now? And here's the amazing part, see, which it will blow people away. Say, this must be, it can't be true. And we say, well, I tell people, everything I tell you is true, but don't believe a word I say. go and check it out, and you'll find out, because the story is so good. It's very similar to Quinto. The story is so good that people expect all junior companies to, you know, sort of exaggerate things. And you find out who we do business with, you realize they don't do business with people unless they're serious. So I put it in respect. So we have this high-grade gold-silver tellurium property in British Columbia. And then 3 years ago now, we discovered that we're also sitting on a copper porphyry. So that was not factored into the original PEA. So this is amazing. So then people say, well, how did you find it? And I say, you got a pen and paper? When they phone me, say, write this down. Okay, Mother Nature. And they say, well, what do you mean? I said, well, thanks to global warming, if you will, because we're up a mountain, all the snow and the ice had melted. So we found the copper porphyry by accident. Our geologist was up there with a drill program, walked around the corner, and there it is sticking out of the ground. And that's when we found out we have a copper porphyry, and it looks very, very big and deep. Now, the other thing, just to let you know, about 6 months ago, might be 9 months, but within the last year, we believe there's a really good chance that we're also sitting on another porphyry on the southeast, a molybdenum porphyry. And we've not done any work. So if you can imagine a company here in a junior company that has all of these attributes going for it, and it's got a market cap of, you know, 12, 14 million Canadian, no, sorry, 20 million Canadian now, 14 million US, people say, okay, it can't be true. They scratch your head. So I just say, look, we just put out all the information on why we're, what we have is so special. So allow me to get off the gold, silver train, if you will, and talk about tellurium, which makes us special. For those that don't know, and I imagine it's probably most of your audience, tellurium is a critical metal. Okay, and we discovered it by accident when we did our original drill program, and back in 2009, we mentioned we had a high-grade gold-silver tellurium property, and then I got a phone call the next day from a gentleman in the United States, Colorado, saying, can you tell me the grades of your tellurium? I said, sir, I don't even know what the heck tellurium is. He said, well, it's very important in solar panels, and I've got a client looking for it. Well, Steve, you know, you kind of laugh, and I do too, but anyone who's an expert in anything will know within 10 seconds or less that you don't know what the heck you're talking about. So I just tell people, look, tell me why it's good, and you know, and it's used very big. Just to let you know, the largest user in the world of tellurium is First Solar. A NASDAQ corporation, I know they're worth $20 billion, $30 billion. I haven't looked at their share price lately. And they use it in solar panels. So that's one of the main uses of solar panel. But why our stock took a jump a couple of years ago, January of 2022, the University of British Columbia, a very reputable university up here, worldwide actually, announced that they were developing a lithium tellurium battery, which was far superior to a lithium ion battery. So we knew there was news coming. We didn't know when. So we went and got listed in Frankfurt, figured the Europeans are farther ahead than us North Americans when it comes to green energy, green living. And we thought if there's good news comes, they'll probably react to it. So lo and behold, I think it was January 25th or 26th of 2022, my phone at home starts buzzing. People say, turn on Global News, which is the largest news here in British Columbia, bigger than CBC. And they do a 3 to 4 minute segment on University of British Columbia and this fabulous new lithium tellurium battery. So we had a partnership with one of the suppliers or one of the people working with University of British Columbia. So the next day we put it out, the news release and from the University of British Columbia. But I should say, by the way, Steve, not to make your clients feel any less educated when it comes to tellurium, no one knew about it. So our stock price for the previous 6 months or so was averaging between 15 and 18 cents Canadian. And our volume was about 500,000 shares a month, not a day, a month. And then this news comes out and our stock went from 18 cents, went to 71 cents the very next day. And pulled back an average between 55 to 65 cents to shares a day, trading between 3 to 5 million shares a day, which is a far cry from 500,000 shares a month. And the Europeans were just embracing it like mad because they understood if you have a better battery. And there was a number of reasons why it was better than a lithium ion, which I don't have time to talk about, but just one of the main reasons, it doesn't catch fire. Forget everything, all the other four things that are superior for it, the size wise, more energy, it doesn't catch fire. So that's kind of an important part. But anyway, so we put that out there. And then a month later, after trading all these millions of shares a day between, you know, 55 and 65 cents, I woke up pre-market and my stock had plummeted at the end of February there. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? There's nothing fundamental. And then I turned on the regular news. And that's when I found out, that was the morning Vancouver time, that Russia had invaded Ukraine. So everyone in Europe was selling, and I don't blame them. That's the only reason our stock came down. And since then, we've had some fabulous opportunities here with our company, which leads me to let people know that while we have this really, really good mining property, which we'll get into drilling next year. I mean, obviously, if the PEA said in 2018 at $1,300 gold that it's this, we know it's fabulous. We got the copper porphyry now, potentially molybdenum. But for the last year and a half, 2 years, we've created a subsidiary called Pyro Delta Technologies, Pyro Delta Energy, by the way, that we own 75% of. It was a company that was invented, or it's a brand new thermoelectric device which is going to change the world of energy. And I say that without worrying about being contradicted. Change the world of energy. The gentleman who invented it is from Florida, originally from the Middle East. He was an engineer with Toyota, helped build their robotics plants and batteries. And also, he got lent out to General Motors and was in charge of building their robotic EV plants. And he was in charge of three of them, and each plant's about $225 million. He was in charge of three of them building. And then he left when he joined me. He left them. And the reason he joined me, and I thank Google every day. I wake up and say, thank you, Google. He called me because 75% of his invention requires tellurium. So he Googled who's got tellurium, and there we are, the only one. That's why I make the joke that we should call it ourselves first and only tellurium, but it's too much of a letterhead, so we'll stick to first tellurium only. And that's how we developed the relationship. And as people that can follow our website and all that, we put up videos explaining why no one can compete. To give a quick example, the average thermoelectric device has been around for 50 or 60 years. They melt when they get to 150 to 200 degrees centigrade. It doesn't last. Ours lasts at least 900 degrees centigrade, 1600 degrees Fahrenheit. We've got it on video. We show the heat gun with the flame just because of how we make it. We've filed for patents. Two patents on how we developed this and the products that we use. And since then, we've been getting attention of many, many people, including government people in both the United States and Canada, and corporate people. So we just put out I shouldn't say just, about a month ago, a month and a half ago, we put out news that our device helped a drone company get superior results. And it's very simple. There's out there how we attach it to the side. And basically how this works, Steve, and why you understand why we will change the world of energy. It's very simple. As long as there's a difference in heat between one side and the other, hot and cold, whatever, then this helps create free energy. So you can imagine what it goes into. The original reason he called me is that he believed they can replace the alternator and radiator in an automobile. So we've that got that going, but the automobile industry takes a little bit longer to have to do it. But since then, we've talked to people in the drone industry, in AI data centers. They're approaching us, AI data centers and people that do Bitcoin, because no one else in the world has a device that is in tubular form, which would help with the fluids that are required by it. So when people phone me, the ones that know me forever and have been large shareholders, they just say, hey, like everything going on. I said, everything's fine, but here's the difference between ourselves, Steve, and virtually every other junior company. I don't want to say 100%, but virtually everyone. Nothing leaks out of our office. No news. So if we were going to hire I always used to joke, Mr. Musk, before he got into politics and other stuff. I said, if we were talking today, you would never know that. I don't tell people. They phone me, and then we have a big announcement the next day or 2 days later. And because I learned from my previous company that we don't put anything out there, because you think you're talking to a nice person, and they probably are, but all of a sudden they decide to tell a brother or sister-in-law, and they go post some news on these chat lines, and then the exchange says, well, this person know this a week ago, so we don't do it. So there's so much going behind the company, but we'll never tell it until it's 100% done, not 99, because a year ago in November, if I was to put my hand on the Bible and say, yes, I believe I will have a sale in January of 2025, I would have put it on and say, absolutely. It didn't pan out for a small reason, not to do with us, but from the other side, and it was going to be a healthy one. I'd have looked like an idiot. Say, oh, by the way, leak it out. Hey, don't say anything, Steve. So we don't do it. And that was like 99% done. So when we tell you we have stuff going on behind the scenes, all your shareholders have to think about is if they can use the difference in temperature between heat and cold to have free electricity for everything, AI, you name it, automobiles, drones, solar at nighttime. Could you imagine doing solar at nighttime? This is what's happening. So now we're into, obviously, what I can say is, does anyone from the government would be interested in talking to us if we can help with their energy situations, whether it's military, whether it's data center? The answer is obviously yes. We haven't got anything done yet, finalized. And we'll just keep working on it. And as I may or may not have mentioned to your shareholders, or to your viewers, I should say, I am the largest shareholder. I don't sell. They can check my insider reports. And obviously, I think myself and my wife, I think we're around 15% ownership, and that doesn't include warrants and whatever the case is. So I'm like a lot of junior companies, executive and CEO, I actually put my skin in the game. Right, because some guys, they got a great salary and they get lots of options. But, it's a case of, I say to people, explain it. It's like that old football coach that had the 8-year-old team that says to the boys in the locker room, I just don't want a contribution. I want a commitment to the team. And they say, well, and he says, you know the difference? And they say, no. He said, well, do you like bacon and eggs? He said, yeah. I said, just remember, the chicken made a contribution, but the pig made a commitment. And that's how I look at things when I run a company, is that we know what's going on, partnerships with the University of British Columbia. And here's one for your shareholders, which we don't talk about, just to let you know who we deal with. We deal with a little company, I think you call Apple. Everyone's heard of Apple, right? Okay, so we work with the First Nations in Canada, in British Columbia, and we work on a project called Salmon Gold. Okay, and it came out just before the epidemic, so it's been on slow, but the deal was to work with placer miners and take all their gold and sell it to two companies in the U.S. It's now a third, but at the time it was two. One of them called Tiffany & Company. I think everyone's heard of them. And the other one, Apple. And then they buy it at a premium, and then the premium goes back into cleaning up the streams and rivers and so on. And then no one's allowed to mine it again. So that's reverse. So it took about 3.5 months for Apple to vet us, because let's face it, some junior companies are run by yahoos or guys that really don't have a background. So it took them three and a half months to vet ourselves, what we did, who we were, what we did before that. And they put out, they allowed us to be part of the newsreel. So we put that out. This is August of 2019. And I get a couple phone calls from people. Is that true? Or are you just trying to blow smoke? I said, look, you don't have to believe me. Go to the Apple website, slash in Salmon Gold. They said, yeah. I said, you see that First Nation gentleman overlooking the Yukon River in the Apple presentation? They said, yeah. I said, that's our 51% partner in Chiyoda Metals. We're 49%. So that's who we deal with. And no one, I shouldn't say no. I would imagine we're less than a handful of people that deal with Apple. We might be the only one. But this is who we deal with, because we're real, and they understand we don't leak stuff. You don't think I'd like to tell, if I was of the opposite persuasion, to tell people, hey, don't say anything, but Apple's looking at us just to pump your stock. And if it doesn't work out, you look like an idiot. So the fact is, there's so much going on. You're dealing with the University of British Columbia. You're dealing with the British Columbia government, the Canadian government. And very soon, I would imagine, the U.S. government. And now it's based on this energy saving device, which there is no one else in the world that can do it. So I'm sorry to rattle on about that, no. But it really is a situation that there's no company in the world that does what we do.
Ty, first of all, love the enthusiasm. I did have some questions that I have that I think that the viewers would have as well. As one, you mentioned free electricity. What does that mean?
Well, it means basically the thermoelectric device just collects the energy difference between the cold side and the hot side and turns it into electricity, such as the original intent was to replace radiators and alternators in vehicles. And so that we've done that, we have a prototype vehicle driving around, but we realized, even though our partner, Michael, the inventor, was working for Toyota when he left, is that, he understands that they move at glacial pace when you're dealing with automobile companies, as opposed to drones and whatever that, and battery companies, and okay, let's get going, boom. And so it's an opportunity, but it's just basically harnessing the difference in between the heat and cold, cool side, and turning it into electricity. No moving parts, all sourced in North America. And we just I think we put out a news release last week, which I think will probably, I'd say shock. I don't want to overzoom. I think we'll get your viewers to have a look at it. We put out a news release, a quote that our invention, we've set to get for trademarks worldwide, is that no one can compete with us, even China, on the cost. And China can't even produce a prototype as good as ours. It's an inferior one, but they can't even compete price wise because of our capillary casting method that we got for patenting. So it really is an unbelievable story. So it's a case of someone say, hey, I remember this old fella there in Canada talking to us when we were like, 14, 15 cents US, and here they are 6 months later, a year later, and oh, all these contracts are lined up, or government thing, whatever the case is. It's just amazing. You really don't have to have a stretch of imagination. If you can provide energy using thermoelectric to areas that previously have difficulty, like for an example, one of the things that came out of the blue, we just actually had our first sale a week or so ago from an industry we hadn't even thought of, and it's those airboats, down in the Everglades and all that case. They say, hey, we could use that, blah blah blah, and the difference in temperature. So we sold it to them, and they want more, and we got other industries lined up. But obviously, we have to build a bigger facility, and do we do it ourselves, or do we hook up with one of these manufacturing companies, and we deal with the NSRs, whether it's for mining it, sorry, for the automobile industry, another one for the drones, another one for the cryptocurrencies, another one for solar, whatever the case is. And the thing that I think baffles some of these companies, Steve, is that I know, because I've been in this industry for 40 years. I know I don't look it. You probably thought I was mid-30s, but I've been in this business for 40 years. Just turned 60. I'll be 66 in a couple of months. Anyways, a lot of these guys are used to having junior companies jump on the fall on their knees and take any offer they get. And I'm not like that. And the reason for that is, A, because I did reasonably well with Quinto Mining. We're not ever on the grapevine ready to rot and fall down. If the company needs some money and not in the middle of a financing, I'll throw it in there and loan it to the company. By the way, at zero interest, just to let people know, I don't charge. If the company needs it, they'll pay me back whenever the case is, right? So it's a case we go like that. So a lot of these big companies aren't used to that, and the one beauty, Steve, I'm an entrepreneur, like I mentioned, right, is that I understand the best time to do a deal is when you don't need to do a deal, number one. But if you have multiple industries that want your device, it makes it easier to say, okay, what do you want to do for it? If you only have one industry and you have to, there's basically only one buyer, two buyers, you don't really have a lot of opportunity to negotiate. With us, we know that the AI data centers are interest because we can solve their problem energy-wise. We know that the Bitcoin farmers are, as you call it, crypto. I'm not allowed to say Bitcoin, crypto miners. Because I've been on those conversations with our partner and inventor. And I just sit there and I put on fake glasses so it makes me look more intelligent. And I just nod my head saying, oh, this makes sense, because, and I hear the question. So now we're through the fact that we did the announcement on the drone about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then we did a follow-up, say, oh, by the way, we forgot to mention that all that approval came from a third-party testing. It wasn't us saying, hey, we've done this with the drone and this, that, and the other. So it really goes a long way. And then when we got the sale to the airboat company out of the blue, and they want more, I said, well, we don't have enough product right now. We have to get a manufacturer. So it just goes on and on and on. And then so while I really expect we'll have some major news on that front in the next few months, if not next few weeks, then we can look forward to go and drilling the heck out of our property, because our property is fabulous. And I mean fabulous, and I don't have to repeat about the PEA. So.
So a couple questions. One, the PEA was done in 2018.
2018, yeah.
When was your partnership with Pyro Delta formulated?
About, so 2020, I think late 2022 or early 23.
Okay. So that PEA, we're not even counting the discrepancy in gold and silver price, but that
Correct.
PEA was done prior to your ownership and partnership of Pyro Delta Energy, which
True,
the company
and
now
pro
owns 75% of.
75% as we speak today, yes. And also before we confirm sitting on a copper porphyry, which everyone wants, right? And now, as I said, in the last 9 months, certainly in the last less than a year, is it looks like we have another porphyry down to the southeast, a molybdenum porphyry. And just to let you know, I tell people, I like to deal with the best people I can, right? I don't need any yes men to say, oh, let's go drill here and there. Because unfortunately, you know, being in the business 40 years, you understand there's some geologist that'll paint you a wonderful picture just so that they get employed and all that. So my qualified person is Dr. Lee Grote, professor at University of British Columbia. He's he's actually the same age as me, I believe, or a year younger. And prior to getting involved with us in public companies, he picks and chooses. He was working, a consultant for the governments of Japan and India. And they were looking to say, hey, we look for minerals and all that. Then after Japan realized that they kept getting introduced, not through Dr. Grote, that they were meeting all these CEOs of junior company promising the world. They thought, well, let's just go to the university and we'll deal with someone that's reputable, isn't about to, give us the wrong story. So Dr. Grote is world famous and he absolutely loves our property. And he said, you got to drill that copper. And I said, great. I said, but yeah, I have to understand one thing, Dr. Grote, what makes sense to me, and because I want to make sure I do things properly. As I say, I never sell, I buy. But I'm living with one of the largest shareholders. So I better do stuff properly because I don't want to hear about that every night from my wife saying, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Right. So say, you know, I expect revenue from the Pyro Delta. I would say substantial revenue, certainly revenue coming this year. So going forward, we can drill and drill and drill without having to go and do a bunch of financings down the road. We'll probably have a financing in the not too distant future on our terms. But I mean, going forward, because if you have an operation, you know, maybe it requires 2 or 3 years of drilling. And if you have two different porphyries, it's a lot. But one thing I want to stress to people is that unlike some companies that are run by geologists, I'm not a geologist, I'm not an engineer. I don't go to bed at night thinking of rock formations and assays. I'm just a businessman. So if an opportunity comes to say, hey, would you like to sell this part of your company or that part of your company? I'm all ears, because who's the biggest beneficiary is myself. And when I mentioned I sold the company Quinto back in 2011, I'm losing all track. Anyways, it was done at the Masters Golf Tournament and negotiations lasted 10 minutes, not 10 weeks, not 10 hours, not 10 months, 10 minutes. We were sharing a house there in Augusta, and the company that acquired us gave me an offer on the dinner on the Saturday night. We were sharing a house and I said, thank you very much, but I countered offered. And we shook hands. When I say it was 10 minutes, that might include being, would you like a refill on your coffee? I don't have to kick around and do things. I'm in a good position. And I can tell you that as good as Quinto was, it has nothing on this company. I mean, nothing on First Tellurium. And people just have to take off it's hard to believe. I say, yeah, don't believe me. Go and do your dues. So find out if the University of British Columbia has that. If we have a deal with working with Apple and Tiffany 5 years ago, away we go.
All right, Tiffany, or not Tiffany, Ty, I got some questions here. One, you mentioned that it sounded like you said, correct me if I'm wrong, that you come upon tellurium by accident.
Excellent, correct.
So you are a tellurium focused company. I know that you've got Deerhorn in British Columbia. Do you also have tellurium in Klondike, Colorado?
Yes. Wonderful. And by the way, if you have time for that, let me explain that situation. If you have a couple of minutes.
Before we do, go ahead. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and explain that?
This is what people don't understand. First Solar, the world's largest solar company, right? American, did a 3-year search back in 2006, 7, and 8, going across the planet looking for the best tellurium companies they could find. Okay, and in 2010, they acquired the company Klondike in Colorado. Okay, and they were ready to get it. They looked at hundreds of companies just in North America. Anyway, so they picked the Klondike as the gem of the company, and they were ready to start drilling, and all of a sudden they dropped it. So the question remains, well, if it's so good, and trust me, It is good. The assay results on their tellurium compared to ours and our in Canada, and ours is high grade, is astronomical. So the question is, you get all these people that are skeptics. Well, if it's so good, why would they drop it? And that's a great question. And the answer is very simple. At an annual general meeting in 2011 or 2012, a couple of quote unquote green investors stood up and said to the board of directors, "We think you're a bunch of hypocrites. You claim to be a quote unquote green company, but you're involved in the dirty world of mining. How do you square that circle?" So, make a long story short, they decided that they would continue to buy the tellurium from outside sources. Might cost them an extra 1 or 2 pennies per solar for solar panel, but they can keep their heads up and chin out that we're an environmentally green company. So they sold the property to their head of exploration, who formed the company with family and friends, and he's the one that came to me and first time, I think it was 2014, something like that, and said, "Would you be interested in buying?" And I said, "Yeah." And then he told me the terms. He said, "Hey, I'm just a little junior company. I don't have that kind of money, but bless you and go forward." And then he came back a couple of years later. I can't remember what year it was. Now I'm getting old, like I said, and we did the deal. So we say to people, again, it's not me saying how good this property is. First Solar did it, and they dropped it. So it's we're blessed to have two phenomenal properties.
So, time. I've got three questions for you. That
Yeah.
I do have time for three more questions that I'd
Okay.
love to make sure we get answered, because these are the questions that I know that some of us have, because I've got them. One is, you came across tellurium by accident in Deerhorn. You weren't expecting it, and then you became a tellurium company, a first tellurium.
Yes.
You say that you're the only junior company that you're aware of that focuses on tellurium.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is a how I know that tellurium has been identified as a critical mineral by Canada, US, and is used for solar panels, semiconductors, thermal electric devices, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's one is what I'm hearing is critical. Two, I hear you saying you discovered it by accident. Three, I
Yes.
hear you saying that you're the only one that focuses on tellurium. Now, is it possible, just as equally possible, that a lot of these other junior mining companies have tellurium, just like you have gold, silver, tellurium, copper, and you'll
Oh,
come across
yes.
things that is it
Yeah.
possible that other companies have tellurium, and what sets you apart? Is it mostly, or is it
It
only Pyrodelta, and that's what gives you the cutting edge? Or,
Pyrodelta as far as the thermoelectric device?
yeah,
Is that what you
so like
mean?
what gives you the edge, like what
Oh,
like uh
okay.
you know
If I
second
can,
tellurium, right?
yeah. Perfect.
Go
Well,
ahead,
let me
please.
address your first question about other junior companies have it. I have no doubt that junior companies, medium companies, large companies have some tellurium. Okay. But the difference is, I should have mentioned that in my pr long preamble. My mother says I was vaccinated with a gramophone needle, so I talk. Is that you cannot make a company, a project profitable based on tellurium. Ain't gonna happen. So you need these other minerals to make it go. And I should have said that the tellurium that we have is mixed in with the gold and the silver. It's not a separate property. By the way, we have tungsten as well on the property, but I don't want to get into listing what we got tungsten
Another
because people won't believe
critical
it.
mineral. That's a kicker for you, right?
Yeah, but people won't believe it. Say, how is it possible? So anyway, so we discovered the tellurium because of it's in with the gold and the silver. And we're basically, if you were to look at our company, you say the Deerhorn is a silver company, a silver property, high grade silver. Okay, and the gold is high grade, but the silver is, obviously there's more to it, and the tellurium happens to come with it. We know that the metallurgy was done back in the 60s, but sorry, back in the 80s by Teck Corporation, who had this, and they separated the all the minerals of the gold and the silver and the tellurium at the time, and so we know that's what makes us possible. If we didn't have high grade silver or high grade gold, we wouldn't be talking about it. Right. So that's where we're at. And I just brought up Teck. So if you have a minute, just let you know, Teck Corporation was dealing with this in the 1980s after it had been put in abeyance by a government there that couldn't have any work because it was close to the watershed and so on. Anyways, they did a deal and they did some exploration work and they did the metallurgy. So when I acquired this property, could you imagine, Steve, how lucky I am? Not only did they have good drill results and we could follow it, the metallurgy was done. And that's one question people always have. Well, there's always red flags. No, metallurgy's been done. So then the question, why did Teck leave? Right? If it was so good. And Teck left because they didn't like the way the provincial government was coming down on mining for them. And it was a small, high-grade property they left. It wasn't their big, colossal property. But I will say this, as I've said to people, had Teck known in 1989 that they were sitting on a copper porphyry a few miles away, they would, there's no way they would have dropped it. Right. But it was covered by snow and ice. And as I said, if it wasn't for Mother Nature, we never would have found it. So it's better to be lucky than good. And I've always been very lucky. The people I deal with are very good. And I'm just up front. Like talking to you, Steve, is the way I talk when I sold my company in at the Masters Golf Tournament. There's no reason to hide, because if you have a reputation and people say, oh, so he said this, he said that, then it's done. I've been 40 years in here because I deal with very, very good people. And even though I'm not a geologist, I know how good these properties are. But while everyone wants to go drill here, drill there, I've developed this PyroDelta company that I believe is going to be worth, well, I'm not allowed to say it, but I mean, it's, if someone were to take a guess and say it's worth multi-millions, I say, in my opinion, that's on the downside. If you can change that. So my question is, so why I focus on that. Now people know who we are. Now I can go back, because we really can't do any work on our property till mid-July because we're up a mountain. So I got, you know, we'll do some work on Colorado this year in the meantime. And then we have two companies. And because it's in the United States, the Colorado, I don't have to give people a geography lesson, but the U.S. government helping push critical mineral properties in the United States. So I'm sure they'll know who we are.
All right, so Ty, I've got one critical question that's been on my mind.
Okay.
You've got the attention of Apple, the Canadian government.
Yeah, BC government.
You've got Tiffany.
mm-hmm. And that was 6 years ago, right?
75% ownership of PyroDelta Energy, which you're telling me that gives you the edge. Got the, you know, people can Google Salmon Gold, the tubular form. I'm not going to pretend I know, understand the PyroDelta, but it sounds like you got something that other people don't.
Absolutely.
Why, if two questions, one is if you can, why is your value not higher than it is?
Oh, I think I answered that in the beginning, because people don't believe. I don't want to call them sheep. Please don't get me wrong, but even some family members, it's like, okay, they have to have it written in stone, whatever the case is. So they look at it and say, how is it possible that a little company can have all these critical metals, high-grade gold and silver, copper porphyry, potentially a moly porphyry, and some tungsten, and it's got this world-class stuff. So a lot of them have been used to experiencing BS, for lack of a better word. So they're saying, well, if it's there... I'm not the only one missing it. And I say, that's fine. And the reason that's fine, Steve, is I know what's going on. But here's the beauty. Had Russia not invaded Ukraine, like we said, at the end of that February of 2022, my stock was at 65 cents. 65. Where would my stock be now? I'm not sure. But I wouldn't be able to do private placements at 9 cents or 11 cents or 14. So I don't mind, because I know what's coming. And as I said, when I sold Quinto, it was a 10-minute conversation, and this company, First Tellurium and PyroDelta, which is a private company, is in a much better situation. It's not even comparable. So I'm saying, so it doesn't matter to me. So, you know, I happen to have a few bucks. You know, any other finance, every financing we do, I make sure I participate, and usually my wife does. And at one point, someone says, hey, would you be interested in making a sale? And I listen to everyone. So I don't know what people are waiting for to say, hey, you know, when's it going to run, and whatever the case is, because as I mentioned, we don't let anything out of our office. So that's what I say to people. Do not believe a word I say. Go and check yourself, and then say, boom, the PEA from 2018, I believe, is on our website. I mean, that's it. So all I'm dealing with, people say, I don't get it. But I don't know what Microsoft started out selling to their buddies in back way in 1976 or whenever it was. But that's just the way it is.
Ty, do you have just one more question? If you can tell me about your share structure, shares outstanding, fully diluted, how many shares are owned by insiders, institutions, and then lastly, if you can tell me about your ticker, website, and how people can reach you.
Yeah, I don't have any institutions yet, right? I mean, because no one really knew about Tellurium, but they'll know soon. So I believe the last one I saw was a deck we're doing now. I think it was 117 million shares out, and I think fully diluted, I'm guessing around 130 million, Steve, something like that. Myself and my wife, I think we own, as I mentioned, 15% or so. So do your math on that. So 15% of 117 or whatever the case is. So 15, 16, 17 million shares, I don't know. And as I mentioned, I think it's important to mention I don't sell. Like, it's like, why would I sell it? 20 cents Canadian, whatever, if what I know is going to happen. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know. And so what was the other part? No institutions, because they don't know us yet, because we're small. And by the way, one thing I should mention that I do tell some of the shareholders that phone in. They ask a question: has anyone approached you with financing? The answer is yes. I've been approached by many people. I don't take it because I say, what are you going to do for my shareholders? You want to get in cheap and you want to flood the market and blah, 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 but what are you doing? Right. And if I think, and I have to use the word, I think there's a chance someone will come along and say, hey, can we buy part of Pyro Delta, or can we buy this, or can we do that? And maybe we split off the mining company side from the technology side. I don't know. So, we're dealing with some big people, but as I say, they're not used to a junior company saying, hold on a sec, we're going to move on our terms. And if it doesn't matter, okay, I'll just acquire more and we'll move forward. But I believe, we'll have some major, major news in 2026. If not before, and we got 6 weeks left in 2025, so who knows?
All right, Ty, we do have to land a plane here, but I want to put a disclosure for all our listeners that I am currently not an investor, although after some more research and discussions, that may change. Ty, this has been very beneficial for me. First Tellurium has not paid for this interview. Do your due diligence, and as Ty would challenge you, Google, do your research, and to do your research, and Ty seems pretty confident you'll like what you see, is what the impression I get. But Ty, for people who are looking to follow your story, learn about you, contact you, they might have questions that we haven't addressed here. How can people reach you? If you can talk about your ticker, your website, and point of contact.
Website is firsttellurium.com. Our symbol in Canada is FTEL, FTEL, and the US is FSTTF. And my phone number, I take all phone calls, is area code 604 916 7259. And what I would say to people that might be a little skeptical or haven't done the research yet, that's fine, please do it. And just keep an eye on our website for any news that you may have missed, or go to our, I think there's a link where people can sign up on our website, because this is the real deal. And yes, I sound confident because I know what's going on and I've done it before, right? I've sold it before, so I know what's going on. I just happen to be look at things different than most CEOs, and that's fine. I could pay for sizzle and get going, but we've got the steak here and whatever else, so we're fine. And by the way, Steve, I look forward to you becoming a shareholder, because I know there's not very many companies like ours as juniors, and we are the only one in the world doing what we're doing. So that's one of the heads up. And I really appreciate the time you took to ask me those questions.
Ty, it's been fun. I learned a lot, and I hope our listeners benefit. Again, I cannot give financial advice, but do your research, and hopefully this interview was beneficial for everyone. Thanks again, Ty, for your time.
Much appreciated. Thank you.